We come now to the Lord's Supper, and this is a meal. A meal is something that we're all familiar with. Most people eat a meal three times a day. If you multiply that, you will have done that thousands and thousands of times through your life. A meal is ordinary. But this meal is a meal, and it is wrapped with mysteries, divine mysteries, things about it that theologians write treatises and books trying to get their hands around it, trying to explain what is going on, what is God's purpose, and what is he doing through all this? What did he fully mean? It's a mysterious meal, but as theologians do that, they are like children trying to comprehend, trying to explain things that are too deep, too wonderful. They're just deep. They are wonderful. You remember last week, we looked at Jesus healing the man who was deaf and also had a speech impairment. And as he healed that man, Jesus deliberately did two things. He put his fingers in the man's ears before healing him. He also touched the man's tongue and put his own spit on his tongue. Jesus, as we noted, was speaking in sign language, speaking in language that this man who could not hear could understand. This meal is also sign language to us from Christ. There's something he's telling us. Yes, the mysteries of it are deep. And we're simple children. And he's telling us something staggering using simple language that we can kind of grasp. He serves us bread and wine. We eat it. Here's the message. God is reconciled to you. How do we know that? Just because you are at a table with him. You are at a meal with him. He's invited you to a meal as friends. You don't eat at the table of God if you're an enemy. You don't eat at the table of God if he finds you distasteful. His children, his friends, are the ones he gathers at this table. That's part of the sign language message tonight. And how did you get to this table? How did you get here? God adopted you. He adopted you. He made it official that you were truly sons and truly daughters. The bread and the wine are covenantal, official court documents. These are court documents that make official you are adopted. You belong at this table. God has invited you to be eating with him as friends, as children. The bread represents the body of Jesus. Jesus died to pay your debts and to fill your account. And by his life, the sins that other people committed are cleansed from your soul. And the wine represents the blood of Jesus. Jesus died so that you would not die. Jesus died so that you would live. And by his death, sin is completely cleansed from you. But we need to remember that. We forget it. And that's why we do this week after week. It's part of the preached word, the visible word that he wants us to partake of every week. These physical symbols speak and declare the reality of Christ's death for us. So as we remember and as we eat and drink, the Holy Spirit is at work. We're not charismatic, but you better believe that we big time believe in the ongoing, miraculous work of the Holy Spirit. This is entirely a Holy Spirit activity that we are engaged in. A spiritual feeding is occurring if you take this by faith. If you eat and drink with faith, the Holy Spirit takes these symbols and is nourishing, crafting the image of God that Christ has started in you and will surely complete in you. So believe that. Believe that as you eat and as you drink the symbols of Christ's body and blood. If you have come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ as his Son, and if you're a member in good standing of a church, a gospel-believing church, you're invited to take this supper. If you have something sinful in your life that you're just not willing to turn away from, we ask you and warn you that you need to get that dealt with. If there's someone that you need to forgive or someone you need to ask for forgiveness, deal with that first and then come to the table. Do it quickly. Leave your gift at the altar and then quickly be reconciled. If you're here, if you're listening and you're not a Christian, we're very glad you're here. This is a table for people who come and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of sinners and the only way and truth and life. So if you're not one of those people, you don't want to take the supper. It's not for you. But you're welcome to be here. And we'd love to tell you more about it. So having said all that, let's pray together. Lord, we come to you. We are about to eat the bread you've provided and drink the wine that you've provided. Thank you for providing Christ. Thank you for Christ who came and lived among us and represented us, accomplished all that we don't accomplish, succeeded where we continually fail, never sinned where we sin, did right where we fall short. Thank you for sending Christ who died, who shed his blood for us. We receive this bread and this wine from you with gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And when he had given it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, give this bread to you, Jesus said, take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's take and eat together. In the same way, Jesus also took the cup, and when he had given thanks for it, he gave it to his disciples and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink from it, all of you. Let's drink together the blood of Christ for us. O Lord, we thank you for your rich mercy to us. We come back again to this fact, the place where it all began for us in our new lives. We are Christ's. He has purchased us, and we are gladly now his, and he is ours. We are married to him, and our bridegroom is lovely and marvelous. We find our greatest joy and satisfaction in him, and he's drawing us closer. We thank you for your mercy to us. Send us out from here, we pray, with these marks on us, the marks that protected us from death, the marks that give us new life and a message to declare to the world around us. Be among us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.